Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Please support this mission today at listenbitchdonations.com. And if you want to change your life, make sure you scroll the show notes and pick your path. I've got some books in there, some biohacks. Please don't wait. I am very excited, you guys. If you are not subscribed, this is the time to subscribe, okay? I've had a couple phone calls this week, and it looks like I said yes to another opportunity. So some shifts are going to be happening. And this does not interfere with my patch company, okay? Because I'm still balls to the wall, fully supportive of anti-pharma shit. But here's the thing. I'm gonna be honest. You guys know, like, I'm sick and tired of the supplement hype in the supplement industry. A lot of shit that's sold is just fucked up. Or if there's something great to be made, the FDA comes in and bans an ingredient that really does help people, and then they have to reformulate. And when they reformulate, they're never fucking honest. And it's just a bunch of whiplash. So I guess I'll go ahead and drop this little teaser right here because a lot of you bitches, okay, I love you to death. I fucking love you so much. And I get it because this is the same mindset. I have the same mindset is that we think we need that supplement for weight loss success. So I can tell you most of my audience that I built with, that I started with, it's all because I worked for a weight loss company. So that's the question people come to me for. Like, what's the new weight loss thing? What's happening? I've had some great products that I have shared with you guys, and then they change, and I'm honest about that. And I'm like, don't fucking waste your money anymore. Right now, currently, there is not a fucking product that I'm taking that is going to come close to anything I've ever shared that has been great and success oriented. Okay. Nothing. However, I have something coming out, okay? And I am going to start taking pre-orders because I only get 100 of these, okay? It's going to be a 7-day pack. You're going to get it for $29. I only have 100. So the first 100 people, and this is not going to ship out until the last week of September. So you can reserve your spot, you can fall in love with it, or you can wait and just, I don't even know how long your wait is. But I have a very trusted source that is not obligated to be honest to me in any way, shape, or form, but this is something very similar that I've shared with you guys before. Now, I'm not going to promise that the formula won't change eventually because I have no faith in that. I have no faith in that. But this opportunity that I'm saying yes to is going to shift gears a little bit, okay? It's going to shift gears because this is a company who is all about core body health. Like, it doesn't matter how great the supplement is that you're taking, because if your body is not in alignment or one little thing is off inside your body, it's not going to react to things or absorb things like it should. So basically, you have expensive ass pee, okay? Because if your body has some things off kilter, I'll be going live about that next week anyway, okay? I probably already said too much, but I am very excited. So anyway, check some show notes. There are other products that I'm non-negotiable about. Okay. The powder to liquid gold. You guys, I have my colostrum and AC11. I will not go a day without that. Okay. I'm going to be patched up for the rest of my life. I still have a discount for your smoking gun beef jerky. Bitch 10 is your discount if you guys want to get that, with some money off. But yeah, brandonlinette.com, sign up for my letters. I did this week got away from me. I went from couch rot to full-blown busy mode. And it's kicked me in the ass. Like, it's barely Thursday, and I feel like I've been living this past week has felt like a fucking year has gone by because it's so crazy and everything got away from me. But that chaos that I'm addicted to, I've challenged myself. I had a 7-day challenge of just kind of reining it in. So I will have time for important things like emails, newsletters. You guys are going to hear everything from me first. Make sure you get in on that, okay? Because that email is going to be where you can connect with me if you want to be part of the 100 people that are getting in on that weight loss product, okay? So today's podcast, I decided not to use my live video the same as the podcast. So, you know, I honor you guys that are following me here, supporting me here. Why would we let Facebook get to cheat that and see me first? You know, not fair. Because I did the live and then I couldn't post the podcast until really late. I usually record. It's like 3 in the afternoon right now. I have 27 minutes to be on the road. Okay. 27 minutes. And that's my husband left for work. I got on the phone. I hung out with some honey buns. I did my Facebook live. I did my Bible study for a badass. And here we are recording the podcast. Everything moves so fast and time goes crazy. Like I haven't even been able to eat yet. So that's a little wild. I'm gonna have to take some bone broth on the road with me. But yesterday, so I'm in the car a lot yesterday and I'm driving around. I'm thinking about like just the question I asked you guys to ask this week. Okay. Just to ask somebody or even just answer me yourself. You know, what is your purpose? What is your purpose? Are you living in your potential? And do you feel like you're leaving a legacy behind? I think about the specific people that I want to ask this question to, and I have not yet. Okay. I have not yet. And of course it's, again, the week got away from me and I fucked up. Okay. I dropped the ball this week. But not one person answered me. And I'm going to tell you guys that never happens. There's always at least one, always one. Okay. I average 3 to 5 and on a good day, we're getting, you know, quite a big response. And I love that, but average. Never have I ever not had someone answer anything I've ever asked. And so it just made me realize, because I'm like, God, what is going on? Okay. What is going on? And you know what I felt him tell me is that God is using them no matter what. Because I'm thinking, all these people, you know, God did all this stuff for us, you guys. He did so much for us. And what the fuck are we doing to thank him? What are we doing to step into our potential to share about his love and everything he's done for us? Like, how are we all just telling people there is a guidebook to life? There are answers to the questions, all of that. And God is just like, chill, because God is using people, whether you allow it or not. Either God has called you to step into your potential, or if you've ignored him, he's using you as an example for someone else as to why they should fucking get off their ass and do something with their lives. Okay. God will use you either as the proof of what obedience can build, or you will be the cautionary tale of what fear and laziness is going to cost you. And I get it. You bitches ghosted me because that shit hit a nerve. And I feel that. I feel that. But either way, you're being used. So if I take your excuses and I drag them out, you know, and I'm talking about people like, if you think about, we all know someone who's been talking about starting a business. We all know someone who's been talking about writing a book or launching a podcast for years. And every time I ask, there's a new reason why the timing isn't right. That person is becoming a case study, not for the dream, but for what happens when fear becomes your God. Because I don't tell me that you believe in God and you have faith and you've done nothing. I see right through your bullshit meter. And I'm going to fall short. I will fall short every single time, but I will never stop trying. I'll fall short. It's that grace. I'm only here by grace alone. I will always fall short of what God has for me. I'm human. But I will never stop trying. Or imagine yourself, like, do you, you know, I think about like everybody's purpose is different. And so yesterday I'm thinking, you know, a lot of people, like their purpose was really just to break a cycle. So do you catch yourself repeating those patterns that you swore you were going to break? Maybe your parents stayed in jobs that they hated. Maybe you watched people stay in marriages that never healed, in cycles that were never challenged. And now you're walking the same path, showing your kids that settling is acceptable. That's the legacy you're building, whether you mean to or not. And here's the thing. I think about I know my purpose. Break the generational curse. Start something new with your family. You got to go first. I got to go first. So I'm that in between, that kid that raised kids that was unhealed, that still had, I was bleeding on my babies. I had to wake up in the middle of that. And now I live with the fact that I hurt them, but I still forged forward and broke the curses. I still snap that shit. Every single time I catch myself in a pattern, boom, done, out. That's it. I want my kids to know that anything is possible if they step into who they're meant to be. And maybe that is just your purpose, right? Maybe you're not supposed to have a podcast. Maybe you're not supposed to be a writer. Maybe you're not supposed to have a business. Then be the person that breaks the generational curse. Because I can tell you what I think my family was in my life. Because I'm like, what? Outside looking in, okay? Because, you know, I've been out of my mother's home. She signed her rights off on me when I was a little one, okay? Like in my teen years, like 12. I emancipated as a ward of the state at 15 years old. So I don't have a lot of time with these people, right? And I'm grateful. There's a lot of love, you know? When I tell my kids about my situation, we're talking about stuff, my littles especially, they're like, how do you still love your mom? I still love my mom, you guys. I still love them. But I sit back and I think, like, what was their purpose? They could have broken cycles. They didn't. They didn't break anything. I see them. They have no forward momentum. They're my example. God's using them, whether they allowed it or not. They were my example of what I never wanted to be. They pushed me to become who I was meant to be. My mom, not being my mom, made me the mom I needed. Your potential, your calling, it could be fucking anything. How many people do you know who have the logo, they have a domain name, even business cards, but zero customers? Like, they built everything except the thing that matters and that momentum. And then they're blaming God. Like, he's just not blessing. They're waiting on God, right? Or marriages that look so perfect on Instagram. And then those are the ones saying, Brandon, can you help me in my relationship? There's no communication, no intimacy. They're just roommates with rings. And me, I'm panicking because I literally am not going to have a connection. My husband and I are going to be ships in the night until Sunday. So today I woke him up at 11. We had our morning date. Tomorrow I can't do that. And Saturday I'm going to be gone really super early because I bartend Fridays and Saturdays. So I literally, just those 2 days, it affects us. It affects me. And you people are out here having not had a conversation with your husband in months. You know why? Because nobody's building. Nobody's having the hard conversation and no one is showing the fuck up to do the work. That silence right there becomes the legacy that your kids inherit. My husband told me the other night while I was bartending, because he's here with the babies. So I come home and he's like, man, Zayden, who is 10 years old, looked at him and said, I'm really thankful for our family and that I have loving parents that love each other and love us. That's huge. I didn't grow up with loving parents. My husband didn't grow up with loving parents. He's a product of divorce. I was a ward of the state. We broke the cycles because we show up and we put in the work. There's this stagnant ass faith. Like, you can't keep asking God for clarity when you're not even moving on the last thing he gave you. And if your Bible is collecting dust, but your Netflix history is off the charts, that is your fucking choice. No one is holding you to that. This is teaching your soul to settle for noise instead of seeking out that wisdom. And you ever notice, like, you guys ever notice how some people just don't change until tragedy hits, like a health scare, bankruptcy, a divorce? Suddenly they've got urgency. Like, bitch, you do not have to wait for life to burn you down to finally build what God already told you to. If you're sitting there waiting for a sign, understand this. Your inaction is the sign. It is proof that fear is running your life and your kids and your spouse and your calling. They're all fucking watching. If I asked you right now what the fuck your purpose is, could you answer without apologizing or deflecting? If the answer is no, that's where you start. Own that. Fix that right here, right now. That's it. You're being called. I want you to see the cost of doing nothing, because every day that you wait, the gap between the life you have and the life that God designed for you gets wider. And one day you will not have the energy. One day you will not have the time or the chance to even get close to it. God's will is not optional. Whether you're obedient or stagnant, God's story moves forward. You don't get to sit this one out. Your life is either a testimony or it's a warning. And that ache in your spirit, the fact that you always feel fucked up and you're always sick and you just never feel like you could sit still or that you're settled. And there feels like this chaos tornado inside of you. That is God telling you it is time to build, even if it's scary. You've been equipped. So stop pretending that you're unqualified. And comfort zones don't grow who you are. They expose you. God gave you talent on purpose, and wasting it is choosing to live out of alignment with his design. That agreement you made when you wanted to have the human experience, you're throwing it out the window. Somebody is watching you. And nobody gives a fuck. They're not going to be you. Okay, so don't get that twisted. Nobody cares what you do. I care because you're pissing me off. Like, you're pissing me off. I care. I will shake the shit out of you. But like, your kids, your spouse, your circle, strangers on the internet, they're watching you. And you staying stuck, you're teaching people that fear wins. But if you step up, you give silent permission for others to do the same. You show people what is possible by showing up. Accountability is not a punishment. Discipline is not a cage. Yes, I'm learning this. It's the runway for our calling. And God is very patient, but his timing isn't about your comfort. It is about his purpose. And when you delay that obedience, it's still disobedience, and it robs you of that momentum, and it makes it so much harder. You have to audit your inaction. Make a list of the areas where you're waiting for a sign instead of actually moving. Do those microdose decisions, okay? I'm all about the microdose. Microdose these decisions. Start something that scares you. Send an email. Make the post. Schedule the meeting. Whatever your first brick looks like, lay it down. And accountability is a big deal. Declare it publicly, because when you tell the world you're building, you're going to stop negotiating with your excuses. And you have to stop treating your prayer like procrastination, okay? Pray for wisdom and then get the fuck to work. This matters if you want that relationship with him, because your obedience is the worship. Action honors the gift of life that he gave you. And I'm not talking about the gift of life, the fact you're here. I'm talking about the gift of life that his son paid the price for. That kind of life. Stagnation dishonors that calling. It's saying, God, I don't trust you enough to move. Oh, what a slap in the face. Bitch, if you're in my Bible study and you're reading those words, that would gut him. God, I don't trust you enough to move. What a slap in the face. Do this for your family. You're either building a legacy of action, or you're teaching your kids how to shrink. And your partner deserves a partner who's alive in their purpose, not a shadow of who they could be. Every time I self-sabotage, it hurts my marriage. And I have to work really hard to bring that back. I do that because who am I if I'm not loving myself? I can't love someone completely. Don't be the shadow. God multiplies what you steward. The more you do with what you've got, the more he trusts you with. The marketplace is not waiting for perfect. Like, I feel like I say this every fucking day. It is waiting for you to be present. You don't get to opt out of being used. You understand that? The only choice that you have is whether you're going to be the miracle that someone needed to see or the reminder of what happens when fear wins. Either way, God's story gets told. So don't let your story be a cautionary tale. This is the truth. And I want you to repeat this. Regret will cost you more than failure ever could. I know you've seen it. You've probably posted that quote on your page because it made you feel some kind of way. Regret will cost you more than failure ever could. Failure at least teaches you something. It could be redeemed. Regret is a debt that you carry to the grave, and it doesn't stay buried. It bleeds into your marriage. It bleeds into your parenting. It bleeds into your purpose. Every time you don't do what God told you to do, every book you didn't write, every apology you didn't make, every business you didn't build, every risk you didn't take, all of this is stacking up. And one day you're going to wake up surrounded by the life you settled for, not the one you were called to create. And that's the real cost. It's not the fucking money. It is not the fucking time. It is your soul. And when that day comes, because it will, and you stand before God, do you really want to hand him nothing but excuses and Instagram highlights? Do you want to explain why you buried the talents he gave you? Why you let fear and pride convince you that your comfort mattered more than his calling? Because here's the reality. God's not going to ask you why you didn't do what someone else did. He's not. And he's not going to ask you about me. He's not going to ask you about anything except this. He's going to ask you why you didn't do what he told you to do. Like, imagine that moment. Imagine the shame of realizing you spent your whole life talking about potential. Most of you bitches aren't even talking about potential. You're not even trying. You can't step into something you're not even willing to see. But imagine that. You were just too busy, too distracted, too lazy, too tired, too hurt, too broken, too scared. Now it's over. No more second chances. Someday is fucking over. It's just the truth that you wasted what he gave you. I need you to stop waiting. Stop praying for another sign. Stop letting fear be the author of your story. God has called you and he equipped you. He made a way for you to build something that matters. And the only question left is this. When it's your time, will you meet him empty-handed or full of excuses? Or will you meet him exhausted, obedient, and fucking proud of what you did down here with the life he gave you? I love you guys. And yes, I'm pissed, okay? I'm pissed. Listen to this episode for like until Monday, okay? Until I put a new one out, I want you to play this episode every fucking day. And I want you to get in my inbox and I want you to answer the question, what is your purpose? What is your legacy going to be? Are you stepping into your potential? I love you.